Morning. So here's the title: Home Telehealth Monitoring in High Risk Dialysis Patients, Adherence and Behavior Change. As a quick aside and background, I'm a PhD student at the University of Hawaii, Manoa, and I was brought into this project as a patient interviewer. So it was my job to actually go out, meet with, and talk to the patients about their experiences with the HOPE project. I don't have any financial relationships that are important. I was simply there to do good research. So, as we've heard from the prior presenters, chronic disease is a leading cause of death and disability in the United States, and treatment for patients with comorbid chronic conditions are far costlier than patients with only one chronic condition to manage. And telehealth monitoring has been shown to promote positive disease management in patient populations. The random controlled trial by Berman and colleagues did demonstrate improved health outcomes for patients in these kinds of studies. So what we're looking at is home telehealth monitoring, remote care nursing support, and high-risk end-stage renal disease patients, people on dialysis. The goals of this study were to evaluate the effectiveness and patient satisfaction of the telehealth technology with the nursing support. And we wanted to see if there were ways we could improve the way the program works, as well as make sure that we were taking good measurements of how the patient's self-management was progressing. So there were mixed methods used in this study, both qualitative and quantitative. We used the RTHHMI, which stands for the Remote Technology for Home Health Monitoring Interview. It's a mouthful. There were 33 high-risk patients in this part of the study, and we did content analysis and statistical analysis in order to get good data. So the results I'll go over are sociodemographic and clinical characteristics, as well as what we found when we went through the patient interview data. So, quick asides, this was a very male-heavy group of patients. They were slightly older. They were the frequent. We had 11.6% of folks were in the 37 to 87 year old range. Most folks were split between the married and single categories. Most were retired, although that does not include patients that retired because of disability. And it was an extremely ethnically diverse population. Most folks had a high school or less education. Another part of that sample had some college, but almost no one in the study had finished college. And most of the people in this study had an income of less than $20,000. So it was very much a low SES patient population as well. And almost everyone in the study, as you can see, had more than one chronic condition to manage. Most likely to see hypertension and diabetes in this patient population. As another aside, part of my interest in being involved with this project is that I have had type 1 diabetes for 21 years. So I am very interested in seeing technology improve the lives of long-term care patients. So here's some examples of the open-ended questions from the interview. These were questions that were designed to elicit in-depth patient responses, so this is the qualitative stuff. And the reason why I highlighted some of these questions was that these were the questions that gave us the most in-depth and very specific responses from the patients themselves. They were the most successful. Things like talk about your experiences with the remote care nursing staff, how has self-monitoring your own health changed the way you live. These kinds of questions were really successful in getting the patients to speak about their experiences as patients in the project. These are the close-ended questions that they gave us a scale about how they were feeling in terms of that content. How likely is it that things have helped you control your blood pressure, control your blood sugar, manage your weight? And it was a likelihood Likert scale. These were actually pretty interesting to see the results from, which I will show in just a minute. The reason why these interviews were semi-structured was we wanted to make the case that we could ask people good open-ended questions and get deep, knowledgeable information from the patients themselves, and it actually worked out very well. We also wanted to measure attitudes, beliefs, and the impact of nursing support alongside the remote technology. So, in terms of satisfaction, facilitators, and barriers to good self-management, these are some of the examples of what people told us when I asked them what this did for them. And most of them said things like, it's my life, I have to take care of myself, this is something that gives me a tool to do that. So they demonstrated through the way they spoke about being part of this study that they really felt like they were able to take good care of themselves, and they wouldn't have been able to otherwise. In terms of the nursing support, the way they felt about having that support available and having it be almost an automatic reaction to when they sent in their information, they really enjoyed the interaction with the nursing staff. And a number of patients said things like, they don't let me get away with anything. And they really do feel safe. It was about a feeling of safety and a feeling of truly being supported that was important to them. And it was really nice to be able to measure that in their own words. About the attitudes, beliefs, and the impact, this was where I received really, really deeply emotive responses from these patients, where they were talking about the way their lives had changed dramatically because they were involved with this study. And this is a really great example. Being part of this study empowers you to take control over your life because it's all happening to you. I'm taking 15, 16 medications and it's overwhelming. So this project, being involved, allows me to feel like I'm in control of the situation because it is scary. And you don't know what's going on unless you have access to this kind of information. This is one of the things that was really, really obvious in the way most of the patients spoke about being involved with this study, is that they really felt like having access to the information, being able to depend on themselves to get their own medical responses and to be able to make decisions about their own medical care, it was a truly transformative way of dealing with chronic illness. So in terms of the structured questions and what we saw in the patterns of responses, about 75% of the folks in this study reported that they would be either likely or very likely to use remote technology to self-monitor their health once the study was done. They really were interested in seeing this technology become a part of their day-to-day lives. So we had a lot of likely and very likely responses to most of the questions. Very few folks responded in the negative, partly, I think, because of the remote nursing staff support, but also partly because they were really interested in making use of the technology that was given to them. This patient population demonstrated a really high likelihood of wanting to not let anything go to waste. And because they had access, they were going to use it for what it was meant for. So we see patient personal accountability here, and we see that they want to hold themselves accountable. They're very interested in keeping themselves healthy as best they can. And what this remote technology, along with nursing support, does is really focuses their attention on how they manage their own day-to-day lives. It's extremely effective in getting them to be self-reflexive and to ask themselves questions about, do I really need to drink a glass of water, or can I get away with just chewing on a couple of ice cubes? Those little tiny details that they were able to manage were extremely effective in making sure that they didn't go into the hospital regularly. they also said that they liked it. And that's really one of the most important things. As a qualitative researcher primarily, I want to be able to measure how people feel about their day-to-day lives. And they were extremely satisfied in being a part of something that they felt was going to lead to lots of benefits for many other people. But it's about being hopeful. And when people are dealing with this kind of chronic illness and this kind of chronic health need, there is a loss of hope, and there is a loss of a sense of self and a sense of independence. And this was something that most of the patients described that they found again, that they felt like instead of being someone who was sick and is a burden on their families and is a burden on their peer groups, they felt like they could be a role model. And it was a transformative shift in self-concept that I felt was truly remarkable. And this quote is absolutely a perfect way to describe that. Before, I felt pressured, you know, when am I going to die? But since I have it, the technology and the nursing support, I can see it. I can see the sickness. And it's really great knowing that I can live a bit longer. And this was something that I found in speaking with almost every patient that I interviewed, was that they felt like they had a choice to live. And they had the power to do something about it. And that was what was so powerful about my experience as a researcher. The other experiences that I wanted to share, one is related to the way patients spoke to me. And my job as a qualitative researcher is to get them to say what they want to say and to allow them the freedom to speak to me as someone who was truly listening. So, of course, I have a happy example. There were a number of patients in the study that were just pretty jolly people. And they invited me into their homes, or they met me somewhere where they were comfortable, and they were just happy. And they were happy partly because of the shift in the way they felt about themselves, but they also have their own very distinct personalities. They're not all just patients. It's really doing qualitative research like this allowed me to see them and to interpret how they feel. And a number of patients would talk to me about their children and what their children were up to, how often they meet with their peer groups for card games or things, just random life stuff that allowed me to see the positive humanity and the positive growth that they were experiencing. One of the most challenging examples, most of these interviews that I conducted lasted about 45 to 60 minutes, some of them even shorter. Not everyone had there were some language barriers that actually, by the time the interview was over, we had mostly conquered what those barriers were preventing us from understanding between each other. But there were also some folks who just didn't want to describe how they felt because there were some cultural conditions that they were used to that they just didn't feel like doing that. So some of the interviews were a bit short. Every interview I conducted definitely gave us good data. One of the most powerful interviews I did lasted about 2.5 hours. And it was with a female patient who had been on dialysis for years and had had a number of amputations and had a number of hospitalizations that were really difficult for her. And she was feeling really, really upset and sad and discouraged and angry. And throughout this 2.5 hour-long interview, there were times where she would be describing how she was feeling and describing what was going on in her life, and she would literally be screaming directly into the tape recorder, and it was one of the most powerful conversations I've ever had with anyone. And yet, at the same time as she's describing this pain and the suffering that she's experiencing and being challenged with, she's talking about the hope she has for the future and the hope that she has in being a part of a study that is going to bring this technology to other people, hopefully to prevent the kinds of experiences that she had had. So even when the patients in this study were talking about their pain and talking about the way that they had been negatively experiencing their lives at times, they were still experiencing that hope and that intense desire to be a part of something greater than themselves. It was very, very powerful and made it really actually a lot of fun to speak to them. There were, of course, the usual sorts of limitations. As a convenient sample, these were people who were enrolled in a study, and those were the people that we talked to. They were all high-risk dialysis patients, And we did, and I felt this at times when I would come into their homes and talk to them. There was some of them trying to figure out what they thought I wanted to hear when I asked them questions about their experiences. And there were a number of interviews that I conducted where I had to say multiple times, all I want to know is what you think and feel. What we're looking for are ways to improve, because we want this to become much more powerful and much broader. And most of the time I would be able to elicit something in terms of how we can improve, what the project could do differently. Sometimes they were kind of funny. Have the nurses call me and be harder on me, right? Those were again fun ways that I was able to mix in what qualitative research brings to medicine. This is a final quote that I think is truly, truly powerful, and this was a pattern that I found in doing these interviews with these patients. All people really need this kind of program. Lots of them don't do the things to measure their blood pressure, everything else at home. Now you've got something this good, you give it to everybody who's sick, everybody on dialysis, chemotherapy, whatever else. Terminal illnesses, people that have these terminal illnesses should have a way to monitor their health. That way they know themselves, how they can take care of themselves better during the day, every day. And this was something that almost every patient said in some way, shape, or form during the course of our discussions, was that they think people should have this. Not just people who are terminally ill, but many patients said, give this to people before they get sick, before they have a diagnosed illness. This is something that every single human being should have access to. It was a really interesting way to frame what technology like this could bring to a person's life. So that's my presentation. Any questions?